The Mandy Roy and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kelly, you sent us an email saying that you think your boyfriend is cheating on you, and it has something to do with his tutoring job. What tipped you off?
Yeah, we've been dating for about 3 months, and, you know, things have been going pretty well. But the thing is, I mean, we don't live together, but lately he's been, I haven't been hearing from him till like 11 p.m., and it's suspicious because this tutoring center where he works is just open from 3 to 9, and he's been saying that he's been working late, and I just haven't heard from him until like after 11, and it's just, I was suspicious, and so I actually went over to his place last week to see if he was home and when he was coming home, and I waited until 11:45, and he came home, and then I confronted him, and I said, why are you just getting home so late? Like, and he's like, well, it's work, and I was tutoring, and I know that's not true because it wouldn't be so late, or at least it wasn't at the tutoring center, and I'm like, oh, really? Then what student? What's her name? Yeah. And he was like, well, I can't tell you the name. That's private. And I'm like, come on, you're not a doctor. You can't even tell me the first name of the student that you're supposedly tutoring until 11:30 p.m. I mean, I just don't, I don't have a good feeling. This doesn't seem like he's being honest.
I guess if I didn't catch him coming home and he couldn't give me a good answer, then I would be more I would be
imagine
as suspicious as you are.
You ask Dallas a question and you get, I can't tell you that.
Yeah, that would definitely tip me off. But the fact that he's not getting home or you're not hearing from him until 11:30 and he gets off at 9, that doesn't bother me as much because, you know, maybe he stopped to get food and he went home and took a shower and then, like, he just got around
but
to it.
Who doesn't call Bay when they're in the car?
I don't sometimes.
Especially when the MRL show's not on.
He was just getting home at 11:45, and I think that's what he's been doing. So then when I kept, you know, pressing him, and he just, I can tell that he's not being honest. It's a really bad feeling.
Do you think he's married? You see, is there a ring mark or anything?
No, I don't think it's that. I just think he's seeing someone else. And maybe it is like a someone he's tutoring, you know, but like they're obviously going somewhere else.
Wait.
Yeah, because they're not at his house. You have to think. They're not at his house. He's clearly not married. She's been to the house.
Yeah.
Is he tutoring college kids? Who's he?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, possible. But obviously the center closes at 9.
Okay.
So if he's going out with one of these younger women, then they're going somewhere else. I mean, he's up to something. And otherwise, why couldn't he tell me where he was or what he was doing?
Well, let's go ahead and get Brady a phone call. It's important for you to stay quiet and find out what he puts on the note if he doesn't send the flowers to you, because that's going to tell us a lot about whatever's happening. So I'm going to call up his cell phone. Here we go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hi, I'm looking for Brady, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Brady. I wasn't sure I'd get you. That went to voicemail a couple times, but my name is Jessica. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected your name to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just a little promotion that we're doing. We're trying to get our name out there. But if you have someone in mind, I can get your paperwork done right now and have those shipped off.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Let me just get to this recipient page. Who would you like to send them to?
Okay, her name's Lindsay.
Okay, to Lindsay.
Do you need the last name?
I will in just a moment. I have to get through the card first, though. What would you like to put on the card?
This is for all the effort that you're giving me, and you'll figure this math out. I promise. It's a treat her anything, she'll understand.
Okay. You know these are romantic roses.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's all right.
You know, it's nice to do this sort of thing when you're starting out a relationship with somebody, you know, so.
Okay.
What the Brady?
Ooh.
Do you remember that you're in a relationship with me? I knew you were around.
What, who is this?
Stop laughing. Who is this? It's your girlfriend of 3 months.
Yeah, you're on the Mean You're Wearing the Rim morning show. It's a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters.
I'm glad this funny.
This isn't
sorry,
funny.
We're not laughing at you, Kelly. I'm laughing at his laugh.
And this isn't funny, Brady.
The job should be here. What's,
no, you're on. You're live on the radio.
This is not funny.
Is Lindsay someone you're tutoring that you're messing around with?
I mean, the card speaks for itself.
I work at this tutoring center, and
yes, we know.
But Lindsay has been a later tutoring session. We would close at 9, and usually the older folks come around, you know, 8:30 or so. And
okay, and, so that's what you've been doing. So okay, well, it's over with us.
Well, it just sort of happened.
Starting a relationship? You're already in one, remember?
Hmm.
So you've been with Kelly for 3 months. Did you not think that you were in a long-term committed relationship with her?
Oh, my gosh. She sounds like a hyena.
I guess I didn't realize it was
she
that.
Sounds
serious,
like a loser. Oh, my God. I've heard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I want to hang up, but I also want to hear his laugh.
He's like the Riddler or the Joker. He's like a villain.
I think he sounds like a hyena.
I won't have to hear that anymore.
That's true.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.